The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show, at least it's Thursday.
Right.
It's Thursday. Thanks for waking up with us. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Got your chance to win some crazy cash. That means $1,000 on standby first. Every morning, we always kick off the show with the first talkback of the day.
Morning, JV Show. Jose the truck driver here. Don't not worry, dumb nation. Friday, we're going to beat the Rockets. Yesterday, it's not even going to matter. Because on Friday, the Warriors are going to
beat
the Rockets and Dylan Brooks.
Yeah, I love when he does that.
Let's hope so, because woof, that was not a good game last night.
Do we remember what we predicted?
Did we predict? I think we all just said they were going to win.
Where's it going to win this
series? I think we all picked the game, like at what game, how far it's going to go.
Oh, that's right. I think there was a...
But I don't remember what I said.
I think you guys said game five. That was last night.
Dang it.
So that didn't happen.
Dang it. What did you predict, Graham? Do you remember?
Don't remember.
Okay. Maybe we can look that up in a second. Second talkback of the day.
Good morning, JV Morning Show family. This is Dr. Buddy Lee out of Nashville, Tennessee. Just want to say happy Thursday.
Woo!
And I hope you all enjoying your time. Get ready. Friday is almost here. It's almost the weekend. Almost time for Chug Wheel.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to see who has to chug this time. And then also, I'm looking forward to hearing about the squirrel story of the week. Enjoy your day.
It is Squirrel Week.
JV Show Squirrel Week rolls on.
Yes, we're going to get to that next. First, Graham, you wanted to go back to the gorilla versus 100 men.
Look, only because this debate continues to rage and people were in my DMs constantly yesterday sending me different simulations. If you have not been exposed to this debate, I don't know, you're living under a rock, but can 100 men beat one silverback adult male gorilla in a fight? And that apparently has ignited more passion in this country than anything I've ever seen. And everybody was weighing in all these AI simulations and stuff. So people were sending me those constantly to watch and all this stuff. And just to refresh anyone's memory, if you didn't hear that part of the show yesterday, we talked about it a little later in the show. And Jess and Selena firmly on the side of the gorilla would win.
Mm-hmm.
I'm standing up for us humans and... And I'm alleging that 100 men could beat that gorilla. Well, I did come across one article yesterday. I did not seek it out because I watched all your simulations. All of those, by the way, they're ridiculously stupid.
They're pretty accurate. They're very accurate.
They're accurate unless you look at all the ones that I watched. The gorilla compared to the human was like 3 times the height. So like you're telling me this gorilla is between 16, 18 feet tall or something? Like the scale is all wrong on all the simulations I saw. The gorilla was at least 12 to 13 feet tall in all the ones I saw. I don't remember them being that tall.
Maybe the guys were just short.
No, well, sending 100 dudes in to fight the gorilla, I'm not sending our short kings in there. No offense, short kings. I'm sending the big boys in there to fight.
Okay, so you came across an article.
All right, so this one woman was asked, and she is the chief scientific officer for this one gorilla research institute, and she's studied gorillas for more than 30 years, and she said people have been bombarding her with this very question. All her friends, other coworkers, everyone wants to get her opinion on it because she is a gorilla expert.
Okay.
And you guys, she says the gorilla would lose.
Gorillas
are incredible, are way, way stronger than us. She said they're incredibly strong biters. We talked about that yesterday. They say that's a defense mechanism, and gorillas generally are peaceful creatures. But she says, could 100 men take down a gorilla? And she said basically, it's a numbers game. She says, with 100 men coming after one gorilla, they just have a lot of strategies that they could use to wear the gorilla down, tire them out. Aww. They can coordinate their behavior, and they can take turns. She said it would not be a seamless win for the humans. The gorilla would obviously injure and or kill a lot of them in the process. But she said, it's just a numbers game. 100 dudes could beat the gorilla. Now, this is just one gorilla expert. I don't know how many gorilla experts there are out there in the world.
Probably a lot.
Just one of them. Really?
Yeah.
You think the large segments of our population have dedicated their lives to studying
gorillas? Well, definitely. There's definitely a lot of people that like love animals and zoologists and things.
Definitely more than one.
I'm just saying, this is one that studied gorillas for over 30 years. I mean, her resume is pretty solid.
Okay, I
so
think
you
she's
believe
lying.
Her. Yeah.
I believe her because I've been on that side, but yeah. I thought that was interesting to hear an actual expert's take, because everybody keeps sending me these videos of some random dude or you know, talking to a camera as if that makes them an expert. These are just social media influencers weighing in on this stuff, and their stuff is nonsense. This is an actual expert.
All right.
Let's just put
We're
that
just
going
to have to agree to disagree.
Right.
No, I'm not. I'm not trying to change your mind. I just thought it was interesting. I thought when I was reading this article that the expert was going to be on your side.
Well, thank you for bringing that.
She was not.
Yeah, I don't like her. Yeah.
Me either.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
So it's night two of Beyonce's Cowboy Carter tour. She's going to be back in Inglewood tonight. Looking at StubHub, there's still tickets left in every section.
That's a lot. So this is at SoFi?
Yes.
That's a big, big stadium.
And it's not as bad. Monday's show, you know, just earlier in the day, or Sunday's show, there was like 3,800. That was the number being reported. It's not that many this time.
Right.
But it's not the sold-out show that we thought it would be. It's Beyonce.
I'd still want to know what total attendance is, because I bet that number is pretty large. If it's at SoFi, SoFi is a huge, huge venue.
Right.
All right, game five last night for the Warriors in Houston. Oh, no, it did not go as planned. The Rockets beat the Warriors 131-116. Coach Kerr pulled Steph and all the starters out of the game midway through the third quarter because they were down by almost 30 points. So at least the guys should have fresh legs for game six. That game is tomorrow night back here at Chase Center. Tip-off is going to be at 6 o'clock.
Matt! Woo-woo! Mm-hmm. Happy May, you guys! On this first of the month, we'll experience some partly cloudy skies. Temperatures will be slightly cooler today. Highs will range from the upper 50s, with some cities reaching the low 70s.
Which cities?
San Jose, you know, the South Bay.
Got it.
Right.
Hey, Pisces besties!
Your day today
is going to be an 8. Oh. Remember, not every romantic relationship needs to be about finding the perfect person. Enjoy dating and getting to know new people. Don't take it too seriously, but be prepared for a light bulb moment about one of those people.
Wow. Just get to dating.
Am I going to get out there?
Someone?
You might.
No. If my boyfriend's hearing this, I will not be meeting anyone.
It's Squirrel Week on the JV Show.
That's right, you
guys. Slightly delayed.
Wild 94.9. It's Squirrel Week on the JV Show.
It is Squirrel Week. Selena and Jess still sitting on the sidelines and not contributing. But nevertheless, Squirrel Week fans, Squirrel Week rolls on here on the JV Show. And this morning's story comes to us from right here in the Bay Area. That's because researchers from UC Davis made a pretty startling discovery about some of our Bay Area squirrels. They've developed a taste for flesh.
What?
They've become carnivorous killers. We mostly think of squirrels for their affinity for nuts, but they discovered that in Briones Regional Park in Martinez that the squirrels there had begun hunting voles, tracking them down, and then ripping them apart and eating them. Selena, Jess, would you like to explain what a vole is?
Is that a kind of like rodent?
Bird. Selena, you are right. It is
It
is a small little rodent, not to be confused with a mole. That's a different type of little subterranean creature. A vole kind of looks like the cross between a mouse and a hamster. They're pretty cute.
Oh, my God.
I'm not gonna lie.
I know.
Yeah, well, squirrels, they say in a typical little squirrel hunt that they observed, again, this is new behavior. They didn't know that this was a thing until very, very recently, towards the end of last year, they first started observing this. They said a typical hunt involved a single ground squirrel chasing a vole down, biting it, often in the neck or the head.
What?
And then once they had it captured, more squirrels would join in, and they typically start to eat the head, bones and all. And
what
then
the
they would
hell?
Start ripping the meat off the rest of the vole's bones.
God.
And just shred them apart. So this is just a Squirrel Week reminder for all you squirrel fans out there that if you see some squirrels, you might need to protect more than just your nuts.
He got a nut.
This is ruining, you know, my
your idea of squirrels.
Yes, I thought they were these cute, cuddly creatures.
Yeah, no, just out there. Just,
they're ripping heads off.
They are. That's the thing. Now you've been warned, you guys. You've been warned. So Squirrel Week has taken a bit of a dark turn, but I feel like this is something everyone needs to know, particularly because these are Bay Area squirrels that are doing this.
I don't know if it's because it is Squirrel Week, and so squirrels are like on my brain more. But I've been noticing more squirrels when I'm out now. Oh, this week only.
Yeah, no.
And I'm like, oh my God, there goes the squirrel. I should talk about that in Squirrel Week. Should I send a picture to Graham? Does he want squirrel updates? Is he busy? Should I not bother him with about squirrels?
A lot of people have been in my DMs sharing squirrel photos and videos, and I appreciate you true Squirrel Week fans because this is the time of year for squirrels. This is when they, I believe they are, the new squirrels are, you know, I was about to say hatching, but they're not coming out of eggs. But you know what I mean? The new offsprings, springing
to
life.
Well, the one I saw was dead in the road. I didn't hit it.
Oh.
And it was so sad. It was on his back and it had his arms up, like straight up. But its tail was still so bushy and cute, just like in the wind.
It was wagging still?
It wasn't wagging like he was alive, but the wind was blowing it and like its fur was like.
And you said it sounded like you were hitting a very small speed bump.
No, I didn't run it over. It was on the other side of the road.
Sure.
I did not.
It ricocheted to the other side of the road after you blasted it with your new Ford Explorer with that twin panel moonroof.
No.
And you came bouncing across the top of that.
Yeah, it rolled up on the hood and then. Why are we laughing about this?
A teeny tiny little scream. That or it was this little tiny squirrel claws dragging across the twin panel moonroof. Like
it was ghost riding.
Yes. And then the car, you said the car behind it finished the job and took him out.
Ghost riding squirrels only in the Bay.
Yeah.
No, that's not what happened.
Okay, good.
But anyways.
Whew.
Yeah, just noticing more squirrels throughout my day. Squirrel so thank you for that, Graham.
Hey, tomorrow is the last day of Squirrel Week.
Right.
The listeners want to know, Selena, Jess, what is your big contribution to Squirrel Week going to be? Maybe a squirrel freestyle rap?
I honestly didn't even know we were supposed to like bring anything. I thought Squirrel Week was your thing.
No, Squirrel Week is it's the
our
JV
thing.
Show,
okay.
Squirrel Week.
Well, I got to work on that then.
So maybe
I think I have an idea.
I have an idea, too.
What about like a head-to-head squirrel freestyle rap battle? That could get pretty nutty.
Squirrel joke!
Little nut joke.
That was not my idea.
Okay. Well, let me know after the show, because I feel like the week needs to culminate with something big.
I got to work on something,
and
but that will be tomorrow.
People are going to want something.
Cool.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show, thanks for hanging out with us. Happy Thursday.
Yep.
Baby
and first
Friday.
Day of May.
Baby Friday. And it's going to be May. It already is today. We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
According to a new study published in the journal Current Psychology from Oklahoma State University, emojis actually reveal what kind of person you are.
Ooh.
For guys, they say heavy. Well, before I get to what it says for guys, we talk about emojis a lot on the JV Show because Graham refuses to use them.
It's too late for me to start. I'm just not going to do it.
Jess and I, we love using emojis. Now, this is what it says for guys. Heavy emoji use revealed manipulative behavior and emotional roller coaster vibes.
There you go.
I can see that.
There you
go. Does your man use emojis, Jess?
He uses them every now and then, not in every text. But I think, I don't know how I would feel if he used like emojis after every sentence, you know, like that'd be a little excessive.
Oh, wow. Look at you even being a little emoji judgy. I like that.
Well just because you don't want to see, I mean, and trust me, like,
you think it's a little effeminate?
No, I love our mushy texts. So when he does include emojis in those, I'm like, oh my God, how cute. But I think there is such a thing as too many emojis.
Thank you.
But
look,
that's still
this.
Probably
Jeff,
not the
come
number.
Come on over to my side.
No,
you're
no,
welcome.
No. Like, how
you're
many is too
anytime.
Many? No, because that's still probably, the number I'm talking is probably like if you're putting 5 to 10 emojis after, you know.
I feel like my husband uses emojis a lot, not in every text, not after every sentence, but like, you know, sometimes you type in a word and like emoji will come up and like he'll use like so.
But let's say it's like one in between every couple words, every couple sentences, but he's not putting
it's
like
not
five.
Like that. No,
five.
He'll use maybe like a couple a day.
Okay.
I'm okay with a couple a day. You just said your man uses emojis a lot, and now you say a couple a day?
Well, that's, I mean,
where are we here? Because a couple a day in my mind is well within, like, I can handle that.
I mean, it's like I'm going through, I can go through our text messages, like,
because, like, let's say
it would take me a while to
if
get...
he sends me a good morning text and he'll put, like, a little kissy face or, like, a little heart face or something, right? Like, a one. But I know that there are people, which you do you, that will say good morning with, like, 10 emojis.
With, like, the eggplant, that little water splash emoji, and then a bunch of smiley faces,
a
couple hard eyes. Yeah, there you go. Totally unnecessary, by the way. What are we doing?
But I like when he does that.
It's because I think that when you minimize it to maybe just a couple, it's more effective. It gets a message.
Oh, the emojis are more impactful.
Yes. versus when you're putting 20, I'm trying to, like, what's the code here? What's the message?
Yeah, don't you just, if somebody that you text with uses a whole bunch of emojis, do you even sit there and analyze it? You just, you kind of skim past them, right? You don't sit there like, okay, wait.
Right.
Now there's a crying laughing face, and then the next one is sort of a scratchy head face. You don't sit there and look at each one. Right, you just kind of.
No, but I also feel like most
it's
times,
fluff.
Like
it's
if
filler.
If I use a lot of emojis at once, it's probably the same one, just to like emphasize that is how I'm feeling. It's not a combination of different ones. You have to decipher what I'm trying to say and how I'm feeling.
That's God, true, so and I think I'm just.
If I get a text back from you and there's like seven angry face emojis, I should know that is a higher level of anger than if you just use three of them.
Right.
Yes. Got it. This is confusing.
So here's what they said about women. In emoji use. Again, this is what experts are saying in Current Psychology from Oklahoma State University. That's their little psychology journal there. They said that women who use emojis, it's correlated with their self-image and a desire to manage how others perceive them.
It
says that women want to come off as more agreeable and open, so we throw in a bunch of emojis in like a text or a social media post to be perceived the way we want to be perceived.
Okay, I can see that.
In a, we don't want to rock the boat and we want to appease you sort of way?
Yes. I think, I mean, that's what I think, because I think I do that.
I think I do that as well. And you know what I've noticed is there's been times where one of my friends who doesn't really use a lot of emojis, she'll show
I like her already.
She'll show me her text when she's talking smart. To guys, right? Because she's dating. She's in her dating era. They sound so just like mean or just like no emotion behind them. I'm like, throw some emojis
that
in
she's
there.
Saying?
Yes. So like her text messages to the guys that she's talking to don't really have a lot of emojis. So to me, those seem like they're a little more, I don't know. I don't even know what word to use, but I'm like, use some emojis so that he thinks you like are interested. I feel like emojis show a lot of how you're feeling.
Also, the part where it says that women want to come off as agreeable. For me, what I thought this meant is if you're saying something that probably isn't so nice, but you throw in like, it's basically like throwing an LOL at the end, but instead you're throwing in like a laughing emoji or like a little upside down smiley face, the little melty one, you know, just to make it look not so bad.
But then that's like a little bit more ambiguous feedback. Do you want to go on a second date? LOL. Laughy face? Does that mean you do? Or does that mean no? God, that the idea of a second date is totally comical.
Well,
I don't just say what you feel.
It's up to the guy to understand what it means. And that's a whole other.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's a whole other level of ambiguity. Like, what does it mean? I don't know. You have to interpret each emoji and figure out what are they really crying laughing or is it sarcasm? I don't know. If I was first initially engaging with someone like your friend, Jess, and we didn't know each other. This is like us texting right from the get-go, and we didn't really know each other that well, had never met in person, and all I'm getting is a slew of emojis.
You'd be out?
I'm out.
Okay, but
not
but
necessarily.
With,
I mean, it depends how hot they are, of course.
Yeah,
but
right.
I that would be a bit of a...
So you prefer...
I'd be put off by
none.
That a little bit. Not, I mean, you can throw some in. My wife will use emojis to me sometimes, but I don't need a slew of them. I don't need to sit there, like I said, if I don't really know a person that well and try to interpret the eight different emojis they just sent me, what the hell does this mean? I don't care.
I can't help it.
Yeah, me too. And I can't
just
help
happens.
But think if somebody doesn't use an emoji and they send just such a serious text,
it's
that
like,
it's
why are
so
you so
mean.
Mad at me?
Like, throw a happy face. Throw a, I don't know.
Some of us are able to use our words, you know? And describe how we're feeling.
Graham, when you text us, I'm like, oh my God, I'm in trouble. I did something. Graham's mad.
But
what a weird time.
Yeah, it is a weird
it's like
time.
You can't use periods because we're like, oh my God, you're being so serious. Like, so, you can't use an exclamation mark because it's like, why are you yelling at me? No caps, but we're okay with emojis.
God, we're so sensitive.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Can we go back to Sydney Sweeney and this guy that she's been getting a little close to?
Oh.
If you don't know, she was seen at Stagecoach with Brandon Sklenner. Who the heck is this guy? It's one of her co-stars from The Housemaid, a film that she is working on. Now, we saw the video. We had it on our story yesterday. They looked like they were trying to not be seen, but there they are enjoying some of the festivities there at Stagecoach. And we were wondering, or everyone's wondering, is this a publicity stunt for the movie? Kind of like what she did with, you know, Glenn Powell, or at least people thought it was a publicity stunt. Maybe they had a thing. Maybe they actually dated. Nobody knows at this point. But the question is, her and Brandon, is it a PR stunt or are they actually dating and she doesn't want anyone to find out? Clearly, because she got out of a long-term relationship and even called off her wedding. Well, one theory says that they are actually dating because she posted a photo dump from Stagecoach. Brandon Sklenar, nowhere to be seen. If this was a PR stunt, she would want to be seen with him to get people talking so she would post him, right?
Or reverse psychology.
Or is it the opposite?
Yeah.
That she wants us to think that
I think
by
we...
not posting, it's... Do you know what I'm trying to say?
It's become a publicity stunt because we're out here overthinking whether or not what each thing means. I don't think it's a publicity stunt.
You think there is something going on? He's rumored to be dating somebody else, Courtney Salviolo or something like that. I don't know who the heck that is.
Well, couldn't they also not be a thing? Couldn't they have been friends? You know, they've probably gotten close.
That's what she said about Glenn Powell.
And become friends while working on this thing. So they're spotted out together and maybe they didn't want to be seen because of this exact reason that it's going to spark off all these rumors and publicity stunt talk and all this stuff. So maybe they were just hanging out with maybe some mutual interest there. You know, they're just exploring things.
Or is that what they want us to think?
And then they went back to the hotel and smashed.
Yeah,
afterwards.
See? I will say it is like if you go back and even watch the video where they're, you know, he's standing behind her and they're watching the concert. It's like you at a concert like that where everyone's standing, you can't help but be that close. Everyone's close to everyone. Mm-hmm. So I guess it looks like he's like, you know, behind her for a reason. Yeah. But what if he's just standing there watching the show?
If this was just like a friendly, like, oh, coworkers, let's go to Stagecoach. Wouldn't there be other people who she's in this upcoming movie with as well? Like, wouldn't they also be there kind of mingling around as a group? How come they were the ones that were
very
like-
true. And also I take back what I said, because if Graham and I were going to watch a concert, he's not standing behind me. He'd be like next to me.
Yeah.
If anything.
100%.
You know?
Yeah. With like a full arm length distance apart.
People between us even. You wouldn't even know we're together.
Right.
Really quick, there is talk that Blake Lively skipped Gigi Hadid's 30th birthday party. You might be thinking, who gives a fart? Well, chickadee, check this out.
Who
so Gigi Hadid, she turns 30. It's a big deal, right? She has all her celebrity friends there. Anne Hathaway's there. Bradley Cooper, obviously. Zoe Kravitz. Emily Ratajkowski. Will Arnett, and there's a lot of talk that Taylor Swift even showed up, even though she's not really in any pictures, I don't think, but she definitely stopped by there. And the reason supposedly why Blake didn't go, even though they're really close, is because Taylor's there or was there. She didn't want to run in to her.
Really?
Interesting.
I thought she also had a little bit of beef with Anne Hathaway.
Blake Lively?
Or was it not her? Oh, no, it wasn't her. It was Anna Kendrick.
Yes.
Wrong Anna.
Take that back. Take
also,
that out of the podcast.
Anne.
I will.
One's Anne, one's Anna, so.
Right.
Anyways, I thought that was really, really interesting. Grammy, what do you have?
Holy freak injuries, you guys. This was very scary. Last night, a fan at the Pirates-Cubs game in Pittsburgh fell over the wall, dropped more than 20 feet, and landed onto the field. They say the guy appeared to either jump up before then he kind of flips forward awkwardly multiple times on his way down to the warning track, basically head first. He lay motionless on the ground for several minutes before they eventually got him onto a stretcher, transported to a local hospital. They're saying the fall, they're treating it as an accident. We still don't know. They're going to try to investigate, figure out what exactly happened there, but this guy is in the hospital still in critical condition. The game was delayed over 10 minutes. Players seem to be pretty shaken up by it on the field. A lot of players out there taking a knee, watching what's happening. Another fan jumped down onto the field as well, but I think they were with that guy and maybe trying to get down onto the field to help. But the whole thing, very, very bizarre. I have not watched any videos of it. I don't know if there are some videos out there circulating. I don't know if I want to watch a video of somebody taking a fall like that, but very, very scary. And then did you guys hear about this golf cart incident with Hall of Fame quarterback John Elway?
No. A little bit. What happened?
So he must have been playing golf or, I don't know. He's riding in a golf cart with his longtime friend and business partner, sports agent Jeff Spurbeck. And this guy apparently was sitting on the back of the golf cart or something. John Elway either takes off too quickly. He fell off the back of the golf cart. We still don't know exactly what happened in this incident, but he hit his head on the ground. And 4 days following that, this was 4 or 5 days ago, and following that incident, he has now passed away. He suffered a traumatic head injury, had to be transported to the hospital. God. John Elway was the one that called 911 initially, and apparently a lot of people around rushed to try to provide aid and stuff, and they took him to the hospital. Unfortunately, he did not survive his injuries. He was just 62 years old.
No.
What was... I need to know what happened in this. Were they, I don't know, guys get on the golf course, and we've all driven a golf cart very recklessly before, and then you see the videos of people just getting ejected from golf carts, and
my God.
It can be very dangerous when
Why are they hanging on?
Rolls or flips. Well, it just depends. I don't know. I'm curious to know more about the details of this incident, because it was like, it's super, super sad and tragic. And I can't imagine being the one, again, as somebody who's played golf and drunkenly many times, we've all done very stupid stuff in golf carts, but I can't imagine being the guy driving and then your friend, your longtime friend falls off and actually suffers a fatal injury. Nothing could be more horrible.
And it was
an accident.
I think
I'm going to walk on the golf course.
And it was an accident, so he's not like facing any charges, or he's not going to be in trouble for this.
I highly doubt it. I'm assuming it's accidental, but
crazy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Oh, don't forget to get those pool party tickets, you guys. We're going to be at Grant Resort Casino. Well, not Jess. She's ditching us. But Graham and I are going to be there having so much fun with you, hopefully, and Steve Aoki. Jess, do you know the website to get those tickets? Because they're on sale right now.
Yes, it is on Grayton's website, graytonresortcasino.com/pool.
Go buy your tickets. All right, right now we got your chance to win a Chuggy Muggy. All you got to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, when you think you know what it is, you got to get over to the talkback mic on the iHeart app. Leave your guests right there. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I really need to find someone who gets hand because I need some advice.
Talk to me. What do you need to know?
Well, I can't ask you on the air.
Oh, got it. We're doing what the bleep.
You get that?
Looking for some. I've gotten.
Whoa.
All right.
Oh,
well, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Are we, you and I, talking about the same thing?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. We'll have to talk about it off air. All right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. Leave us your name and your city along with that guess on the talkback mic on the newly upgraded iHeartRadio app. You have to be the first correct answer of the morning to win the JV Show Chug Mug. So you got to get your guesses in quick. And also keep in mind, of course, this is a family show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We got your chance to win a Chug Mug right now. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word inside What the Bleep. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave it on the talk back on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. In case you missed today's clip, here it is. I really need to find someone who gets hand because I need some advice.
I got
questions.
Answers for you.
Graham, we're going to have to talk after the show then. Oh. But for now, let's go to your guesses.
Morning, JV Show. This is Ryan from Hayward, and the bleeped out word is peels. All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
What's a hand peel?
I'm assuming something to...
Like a little... They put on a little
to make
mask,
your skin softer and stuff.
And then you peel it off.
Like a chemical peel?
But for your hands.
Yep. Interesting. Okay.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Francesca from Vallejo. I think the bleeped out word is tattoo. Thank you. Have a good day.
Tattoos.
Hand tattoo.
Selena, do you have some hand tattoos?
I do.
How many?
Two.
Okay.
Three. I don't know.
So you don't need any advice on that?
Yeah,
you've
got
that.
I got that covered. Got that covered.
Got it.
Good morning, y'all. I'm going to go with hand massage or hand massages.
That's nice.
Feel good. I make my kids massage me sometimes.
Okay. Have you ever gotten a professional hand massage?
No. But after
that
you
seems like a waste of time.
But after you get your nails done, sometimes they'll like rub your hands. It feels so good.
But does it though? Like
yes,
I'd rather have other parts of my body rubbed than my hand.
Ew, you're disgusting.
That's not what I meant.
You're
if
gross.
If someone was going to be massaging me, like don't waste your time on my hands.
It actually
get to
feels
the good
really
stuff.
Good. Though.
It does. Think about how much you use your hands throughout the day. They need some love too.
I'm sure they do, but so does my back. You know what I mean? There's other things that are... And my neck. God.
Those your neck, your back, your...
You know what? My crack. Every day those things hurt.
Why does your crack... Never mind.
That's a long story.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where all you got to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. If you missed today's clip, here it is. I really need to find someone who gets hand because I need some advice.
Mm-hmm.
Got some questions.
Talk to your boy.
Let's go to your guesses. What do you think that bleeped out word is? Remember, this is a family show, Graham.
Never mind then.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy, what is it, Baby Friday? Anyways, my guess for the bleeped out word is Botox. This is Martha from Pittsburgh. Have a wonderful day, guys. Bye.
Do people get hand Botox?
You tell me. Yeah, I think if you can Botox it, people have Botox it.
That's a great point.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Emily from Aubrey, Texas, and my guess for the bleeped out word is shakes.
Handshakes.
I have that after a big night of drinking.
Uh-oh.
Get up the next day, reaching for that Gatorade. The hand's a little unsteady.
I thought they meant like,
nice to meet you, handshake.
Yeah. Oh, those kinds of handshakes.
Maybe.
I hadn't thought about that. Well, what advice do you need to know? Everyone knows, okay, you have need to give a very firm handshake.
Yeah.
Firm handshake, preferably look the person in the eye when you shake their hands. The key is locking the, if you extend your thumb upwards like you're reaching for a handshake, that part, you really want to make sure that section of skin right there, I don't know what that's called. Does it have a name?
Not that I know of.
Like your thumb grundle.
Sure there is.
You know, like your thumb grundle. You want to lock it with the other person's and then grasp
their
hand.
And the sweatier, the better.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you want to leave a lasting impression, sure.
Hey, JV Show. This is Mimi from Vegas, and I think the bleeped out word is cramps. Hand cramps.
Hand cramps.
You ever get those?
No.
No, foot cramps, though. Those are the
all
worst.
All the time.
Terrible. Thank you, by the way. I just checked JV Show, number one in Vegas, which is huge.
Yes!
And to the previous talkback from Emily from Aubrey, Texas, JV Show, I mean, it's not even close. We've been number one there for so long.
All because of you. Thank you
so much.
Yes,
thank you, guys.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Danny from Manteca. My guess for the bleeped out word is readings. People get hand readings. Have a good one.
Ooh, that's a good guess.
Hand readings.
I've always wanted to do that.
That is not it. You've never gotten a palm reading before, Celine?
I don't think so.
Jess, have you ever gotten your palm read before, other than by ChatGPT that we did the other day?
Oh, yeah, we did do that.
I don't think it was palms. I think it was cards.
Oh, the tarot cards.
Yeah.
Any good new? Did you get anything good?
No, at the time they were like,
all Grim Reaper cards.
If you stick with this person, like everything's going to go great. And if you don't stick with this person, which I didn't want to stick with that person, things are never going to turn out very well for you.
Uh-oh.
So I guess that would explain some things after, but
yeah.
I'm doing good right now.
I mean, I've told the story many times. We had a palm reader at our wedding, and that was just, my wife sat down and that palm reader just delivered piece after piece of horrible news.
Oh,
it was awful.
God.
Like, she's sitting in her wedding dress. Say something happy to her.
Oh, but my God.
But it was wrong career, fertility struggles. You might have ovarian cancer.
Oh,
and blah,
my
blah, blah. I mean,
God.
It went on and on and on. It was all bad.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I still want to do it, though.
See, I went in there thinking that it was going to give me some peace of mind. Maybe she's going to tell me something that, like, I need to hear.
Yeah, some
guidance. Then I got out of there, and I was depressed for, like, I don't know how long, because I was like, oh, my gosh, what do I do?
Anyways, hand reading, great guess, not the correct word for what the bleep. All right, everyone, since nobody got it,
apparently,
here's today's clip, unbleeped. I really need to find someone who gets hand eczema, because I need some advice.
Eczema. That was kind of a tricky one, Selena.
Was it? I don't know. I didn't think it'd be that hard. My bad.
But is this something you're battling with?
This is a new development. It's just come out of nowhere, and yes, and nothing works.
Have you tried Skyrizi?
No. Do I need Skyrizi?
Based
Maybe.
On the commercials, this might be just the thing.
But isn't that for
plaxiarisis?
Yeah, it's mild cases of plaxiarisis.
But I don't have that.
Use Aquaphor. I feel like that'll help.
I don't know. I went to a dermatologist for it, and like even she prescribed me stuff, but it's not helping.
Oh,
like,
so you tried the prescription stuff?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, anyways, if anyone has that, I would love some advice from you. But nobody got the word, so maybe nobody has that. So, just my luck.
Yeah, rub a little Skyrizi on there. You'll be fine.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to the game, I did reveal something very personal about myself.
Oh, is this like something that was tough for you to talk about?
It was really tough for me to talk about, because I don't want to be judged. People are very judgmental.
Yeah.
And so it took a lot of courage for me to come on these airwaves and tell the Bay that I have hand eczema.
Does this mean I should avoid high fives, handshakes, fist bumps with you?
That always makes it awkward. Like right now, it's not too bad. By the way, I was saying that like nothing works. I was asking if anybody else struggles with this. But there are some days where it's like really, really bad. And then like I have to shake somebody's hand and it's like the wimpiest things. I'm like, trust me, you don't want to touch my crusty hands.
You said it's highly contagious.
They're all cracking and stuff. No, it's not contagious, but it's still nasty.
I'm just kidding.
I don't want to touch somebody's cracked open hand, you know?
That's a good point. That's fair.
No, that's disgusting. Anyways, talkbacks rolling in.
Good morning, guys. It's Ale from Richmond. Selena, for eczema, try to get some breast milk. I don't know where you would get it from, but it's really good. I used to sell mine to my manager, and her eczema cleared within, like, weeks.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah. Good luck. Have a great day, guys.
Where do I get some of that?
She used to sell it? Like, yes. Hey. The boss comes, my eczema is really bad today. Hey, you got some of this? You got this, some of the good stuff? Well, yeah, well, for a price. Meet me in the parking garage. I'll sell you some. Yeah, have you thought about that, Selena?
No.
Do you have any stored leftover in your freezer at home?
I do not. But I'm open to it. So anybody that has some of that.
Just squirt it on there.
We accept donations here at 340 Town Center.
Next time you see Selena, give a squeeze on there. She'll
take it.
Good
morning, JV Show. This is Amy and...
Antonio.
Just wanted to say hello and good morning. We're listening to you guys a little bit early today, wishing you guys a happy Friday Eve.
Happy Friday Eve! Ooh, thanks so much for hanging with us. All right, let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Jazzy.
Jazzy, how's it going? How you doing this morning?
We're doing good. I'm in the car with my daughter, Natalia.
Natalia.
Nice.
Okay,
good
Jazzy
morning.
And Natalia. Okay, you guys are going to be playing the JV Show's Yup Nope game. Jess, what is on the line for them today?
Today, we have a $100 Visa gift card courtesy of Andor Season 2.
All right, let's see if you guys can get it done. If you don't know, we're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. Just got to get 3 correct and you win, okay?
Okay.
All right, here's question number 1. Finish the title of this well-known song from the musical Evita.
Mm-hmm.
Don't Cry For Me, blank.
Argentina.
Yep. Wow.
Nicely done. Question number 2. How many canine teeth are there in a normal set of human teeth?
4.
Think about those pointy ones and how many you got. My bottom ones aren't so pointy anymore. They've been a little worn down.
Chewing all those rocks.
Yep.
4.
Yep.
Yeah.
There you go. You get 2 on the top, 2 on the bottom, right?
You are on a roll. All right, here's question number 3. What does the P stand for in PG&E?
Power.
Nope. Oh, that's a hell of a guess, though, because they do provide you with your power.
Pacific.
Yeah.
Gas and electric is what it stands for.
Gas and electric. God.
Power was a good guess.
That was
a good guess, though.
All right, question number 4. You guys need this one to win the game. In Star Wars, who is Luke Skywalker's dad?
Darth Vader?
Yep.
Yes!
The most famous line ever from movies. Luke, I am your father.
Congratulations, Jazzy!
Thank you.
That's how he breathes.
Yes.
You just won a $100 Visa gift card courtesy of Andor Season 2. Congrats.
Congratulations. You're very welcome. Have a great rest of your day. Hang on.
And Andor Season 2 is streaming on Disney Plus. Now, to celebrate this on May the 4th, which is just 3 days away. Graham, that is so distracting.
That's how he breathes. He needs oxygen.
You're right. I like that you're in the spirit. Well, you can check out Dr. Comics and Mr. Games at 4014 Piedmont Ave in Oakland. Enjoy special photo opportunities and a lot more. That's on May the 4th.
Nice.
He said it was on...
Piedmont
Avenue.
Right, yes.
Mark your calendars, guys.
Graham, maybe got some shout-outs.
Yeah, tons of shouts, you guys. My DMs are alive. I got one that says, hey, Graham, my husband Ricky and I listen to the JV Show on our way to work every day. I'd love to give him a birthday shout-out. He turns the big 4-0 today, and he'd be so surprised to hear this on the radio. Happy 40th birthday, Dada. Woo! You're the best husband and father to our daughter. I can't wait to celebrate your birthday milestone with you this weekend. Love, Ren and Lennox. Happy 40th birthday.
Woo-hoo! Who gives a fart?
That's a great point.
Yeah, happy 40th, Ricky. That's a big one. Hopefully you really cash in that voucher tonight. 40th has got to be an extra special one, right, Selena?
Yeah.
All right, Dad in your DMs. Dad in your DMs. Morning, Graham. Can you please wish our super smart, silly, and sporty son, Mikey, a happy 9th birthday today? We listen to the JV show every morning on the way to school. Can't wait to watch him play the coin drop game for hours at Chuck E. Cheese tonight. Love Mommy, Daddy, Kuya, Jake, Zaylee, and Mowgli. Thanks, Graham. Happy, happy 9th birthday, Mikey.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hey, Graham, can you do a birthday shout out for my son, Mason? It's his 9th birthday today. Happy birthday, Mason. We're so proud of the young man you are becoming. Can't wait to celebrate with you after school. We love you so much. Mom, Dad, big brother, and big sister. The JV show is the best. Thank you. It is. You're right about that. Happy birthday, Mason.
Who gives a fart?
Teacher sliding into your DMs. Welcome in. My boyfriend, Jose, and I carpool to work together. Always play along with the trivia questions. Hopefully one day we'll get through. LOL. Hope all you guys have a great day. Happy hump day. This was sent to me yesterday from Nadia. So happy, well, no birthday there. Just thank you guys for listening and playing along with the game, Nadia and Jose.
Who gives a fart?
Good point. Teenager sliding into your DMs here. Got to be careful with this one. Can you say happy birthday to Alejandra? She always makes my day and we are big listeners. That's from Pedro.
Who gives a fart?
Can you guys do a shout out to my wife and kids, Carmen, Daisy, Leslie, and Angel? Tell them that I love them and it's only 6 more days left to go till our trip to Los Mexicos. They listen to you guys every morning on the way to school, and they love you guys' show, and that's from Umberto. So shout out to you guys. Have a great trip.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hey, Graham, I wanted to see if you can give a birthday shout out to Christine of Castro Valley from daughter Zalaya and Santos. Happy birthday. Well, maybe that's it.
All right. Who gives a fart?
Happy birthday, Christine. Happy birthday shout out to Rebecca. Just a little reminder that you're amazing, you're loved, and make every day brighter. Keep smiling. This world's better with you in it. And that is from Steven. So happy birthday, Rebecca.
Who gives a
happy
fart?
Birthday. Another one here. Hey, Graham, wanted to give a shout out to my son, Adrian. He turns 10 today. We want to wish him a very happy 10th birthday. We hope you have a great day. We love you so much. That's from Mom, Camila, and Dad. Happy birthday, Adrian.
Who gives a fart?
One last one. Hey, Graham, I got to slide into your DMs one more time for my baby boy. Welcome back. She says, I would love for you to wish our youngest son, Leo, a happy 8th birthday. We want to recognize Leo for what an amazing kid he is. He's having a great season playing for the Cambrian Park Angels, and he also had a fun summer playing for the Pumas. Let's go, Pumas! Leo's an excellent student, kind big brother and friend, and a good singer. Mama, Papa, and Mateo want you to know that the day he was born, he was one of the most special days of our lives. It was one of the most special days of our lives. Happy birthday, Leo. You're an all-star. We love you. So happy, happy birthday, Leo.
Happy birthday. Who gives a fart? Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Graham. Morning. Morning, everybody. But what would you say if I were to tell you that Luke, I am your father, is not the actual quote? Look it up, bud. You're misquoting.
Here's what I would say.
Who gives a fart?
Okay, continue.
Morning, JV Show. Sorry, Graham. Gonna have to correct you on that line. Darth Vader does not say, Luke, I am your father. He actually says, no, I am your father. So, for all the Star Wars nerds out there, Graham got it wrong. Bye-bye.
Let me, in case you didn't.
What's the difference?
In case you didn't hear me the first time.
Who gives a fuck?
Oh, okay.
Jeez,
you've upset
the Star Wars community. Star Wars. I thought Selena calling you guys a nerd the other day would be the thing that would really upset you. But I apologize that I misquoted the line when everyone else that's listening got the joke.
This is a bad look for the JV show. We're just going to move on.
I still love you guys.
No, you don't. You were talking so much smack during that Doja Cat song.
Yeah.
All the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today.
If there's one thing, now we've upset them further. There's one thing I know, you don't poke the Death Star. It's going to hit you with the giant ray thing and blow up our entire planet. You've pissed them off now.
I blame Jess.
I do too.
All right, so more drama with Bill Belichick and his 24-year-old girlfriend, Jordan Hudson. Now, if you don't know Bill Belichick, former Patriots coach, right? He is 73 years old. He has a 24-year-old girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, who they met, years back when she was only 20. And we talked a little bit about them yesterday. There was a viral CBS interview from this past weekend where the interviewer asked Bill how they met. And Jordan, the young girlfriend, storms the interview and interrupts. She's like, we're not doing that right now. And, you know, obviously CBS leaving that clip in there was intentional because apparently Jordan interrupting the interview was constant. She was just trying to run the entire show. It's to the point that even Bill's employees are like, she's getting a little carried away. They referred to her as a runaway train. Well, here's the latest. There was a new report yesterday by The Athletic not painting Jordan in the best light. Are you guys familiar with that HBO show Hard Knocks?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Very popular football documentary series. Well, apparently, Bill Belichick in UNC, they were supposed to be featured on the upcoming season of Hard Knocks. And everything was going great. Like, production was about to start. They were just, like, crossing their T's and dotting their I's. And then Jordan Hudson, the young girlfriend, intervenes, inserts herself where she has no business, and the entire thing fell apart.
What do you mean? Why doesn't she have any business to be there? She's the girlfriend, and I'm mad!
We don't know what role she exactly played, like what she did, but there's emails where, again, she wants to be a part of every single step of production and everything that's going on. She even referred to herself as the chief operating officer of Belichick Productions.
Dude, that sounds very official.
But there's no company registered under that name anywhere, so she's just like making up titles to make herself sound important to play a role in like any business venture Bill does.
I love it. Good for her. Get your bag, queen.
The entire thing fell apart, and even the athletic department for UNC, they're pissed because they lost out on like $200,000 plus all the exposure they were going to get, all because of Jordan. Oh, and there's other reports that Jordan, mind you, 24 years old, she has an $8 million property portfolio. And everybody is like, how? And she's only amassed this in the past 2-3 years.
Good for her. Get your bag, queen. Get your bag.
I think it is elder abuse.
Yeah, and I'm starting to side with that, too.
He doesn't look like he's being abused. He looks like he's got a big old... That's the happiest. This is the happiest I've ever seen Bill Belichick ever. If you know him at all from his coaching career in the NFL, that guy looked miserable and angry during every interview. And now he's smiley, happy posts on the beach.
That's a good point.
Like lifting her in the air while she's wearing a bikini. It's the weirdest relationship of all time. I don't know. They did some beach photo shoot thing. And it's just like...
I'm impressed.
It's just... he looks so happy. And maybe that works for a lot of men when you're dating someone that's 50 years younger than you. 50.
And plenty of guys are sugar daddies. Like, what's so wrong with him being one?
He seems totally fine with this arrangement. He seems, if he's being taken advantage of, he's very happily being taken advantage of. And that guy doesn't need to worry about money if she's amassing some real estate portfolio based off his job. He's got plenty of money.
But what about her just inserting herself where she's not needed, and like now business deals are falling apart.
He likes being bossed around. He's been bossing everyone else around his entire career. It's nice for him to finally take a back seat and let a boss be step in here and handle everything for him. And I picture probably at nights that she's wearing some really long stilettos and just stomping on it. You know what? I think that's the kind of relationship they have. That's
my God, it does kind of seem that way.
Purely conjecture, I don't know, but it does seem that way.
Sounds painful.
What do you have in trending, buddy?
All right, are the Rockets players intentionally trying to hurt Steph Curry? That is the question, and that's what fans and even the Warriors broadcasters are saying, shouting from the rooftops even, because the Warriors play-by-play team during the broadcast last night, they mentioned it several times on fouls on Steph Curry. Steph Curry came into the series with an injured thumb. He's got this thing wrapped and trying to keep it protected, and yet every time it seems Dylan Brooks of all, which he has a reputation.
He's like the Draymond of their team, right?
He is. And he has a reputation of being kind of a dirty player. And he seemingly is trying to slap at that thumb chance that he can get. And this has obviously angered Warriors fans and the Warriors play-by-play team and others. Steph Curry even seemed last night to be showing one of the officials what he is doing. He was reenacting a hand-slapping motion towards his thumb to let the officials know to watch out for it. But it does seem like it is something that is happening repeatedly throughout the game. Do you guys think that's fair or foul?
Foul!
You know a player has an injury and then to sort of be targeting it throughout the
game. It's smart, but foul.
Look.
Yeah, it's smart in like fighting, like UFC, all of that. in sports like basketball, anything else, I don't think so. I think it's foul.
It's one of those things that because we love Steph Curry and you don't want to see anybody try to injure
right,
Steph
no
Curry.
No touchy.
But if this was reversed and their star shoot, they had a Steph Curry-like player on their team, they don't. And they have a Steph Curry on their team and we know that he's got, you know, a sore ankle or a bum knee or something, you know Draymond is going to be bumping into that thing all game long. It's something that does happen in professional sports.
Right.
Football players, if they know where your injury's at, you better believe when there's any sort of pile near the line, they're down there punching and pulling on whatever part of your body hurts.
Is there anybody trying to go for Jimmy Butler's coccyx?
I haven't seen anybody going for that, but you have to imagine that his tailbone is still very, very sore.
Yes.
Based on that injury. Regardless, things will have to get... This series, by the way, if you have not been watching, gets very, very chippy. Even the bench players got into it last night with the Rockets players.
Wow.
And there was shoving and ejections and stuff like that. There has been an added element of excitement to the series because of how much these two teams dislike each other. Again,
yeah.
Warriors got stomped last night. They pulled all the starters out, which is probably a good thing. If Curry didn't want his thumb getting injured anymore, he got some extra rest. Last night, Coach Kerr pulled them midway through the third quarter last night because they were down by almost 30 points. But it's all going to get settled tomorrow when the Warriors eliminate the Rockets in Game 6 here at Chase Center.
Thank you, Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Morning, JV Show. It's Caressa from Union City. I'm not going to lie about this, Graham, but I hella stalked your Instagram last night to see if you were going to post your present to Kate, but you didn't. So I'm waiting.
Yeah, I'll admit, and
I have questions.
And Selena and Jess love roasting me every single year about what I get my wife for her birthday or Christmas or whatever it is, the gift giving. But I will let you begin with the roasting because I didn't do a post at all.
You didn't do a birthday post for your wife?
Is that a requirement?
Yes. Even on the story, at least.
But why? I celebrated her. I told her I loved her. What does it have? It doesn't have anything to do with you.
It doesn't.
Her birthday doesn't involve you. It involves me and her.
Right. Mm-mm. But every wife loves to be shown off. Are you hiding her? Are you embarrassed? You know what I mean? Like, these are the things that we'll think.
Okay, well, that's not the case.
I know that's not the case, but...
Like, if you're willing to post your curtains or whatever else you've posted throughout your house building process, you mean to tell me you're not posting your wife?
That's a good point.
It's like not holding hands with your wife in public, but you're like, well, we hold hands at home. I hugged you at home. And she's like, okay, but here we are. Like, why are you not wanting to be seen with me now?
Well, you know what? Here's what I do. Since our anniversary is on the 11th and Mother's Day on the 11th, and then it was just her birthday, sometimes I like to just package that all into one mega post.
They're over a week apart.
Maybe I'll do one mega post and just bunch all those things together. Now to her birthday, you guys.
Okay.
And look, I will fully accept the roasting for this year's birthday presents because, look, I get my wife things, and this is the source of all your guys' roasting, because I get all year long, I keep a running list, and I write down things that I hear her mention that she wants.
Mm-hmm.
And look, a lot of those things are stuff because it is stuff around the house. That's just, I don't know. We've been married a long time, and that's the stuff you hear that she wants, and so I jot that stuff down. I'm no good about picking out clothes, stuff like that. I can't do it. I don't want to do it. I'm going to get her something that she doesn't like. But I have also, in the past, gotten her some very fantastic gifts, and I've even gotten Selena to admit that. So
yeah, I don't remember what they were, but I do remember admitting
there were some. I've gotten her some fantastic gifts. Now this year, though, it was not good, you guys. So here are the things that,
oh my God.
And I thought this was cute because before I left for work in the morning, I leave for work before 4 a.m. and I got up in the morning, and the night before her birthday, I had the kids each make her a handmade birthday card, and then we blew up some balloons and I hid all this stuff, and then I put it out in the where she would find it in the morning. And I got her...
get to it.
A new spatula.
No, Graham. You didn't.
Oh, my God.
One of the gifts, because the spatula that she loves in our house, the handle had broken off.
That's not a Janice. So nobody else think this is kind of sexist. Like, here, woman, here's your kitchen utensils. Get in there and make me a meal. Go flip some pancakes.
I didn't do it like that, but she has a favorite spatula, and the handle broke off, so I got, like, the exact one just with a really nice handle
put on it. But that's a gift you get on a regular Tuesday, not on her birthday.
Not even a gift, period. Like, yeah, your house needs a spatula, you just get one.
Roast away. I said I fully accept the roasting this year. I'm not even going to fight back.
What was her reaction to getting a spatula for her birthday?
Well, I left it out in the morning, so I didn't have to see the reaction.
Oh no, Graham. So,
but then that's not all, you guys. That's not all. The spatula was there with the new frying pan.
Oh my god, this is so sexist.
Because you guys, her favorite frying pan is this cast iron pan, and it had a crack in it. I was cooking with the other day, and cooking oil is just going all over the stovetop. I'm like, where's this coming from? She said, oh, that pan has a crack in it.
So,
Here's my issue. Said, I really need a new one. So I got her a new, nice cast iron frying pan.
Here's my
issue. And I put that next to the spatula and the balloons and the two cards.
You're canceled.
The kids.
I'm canceled.
Here's my issue.
Right,
like, she said that she needed one, so you got her that.
Right.
I'm not mad at that, but why wait until her birthday to give it to her and use that as the gift? When she said she needed one, that should have been your sign to be like, okay, well, we need to get a new one.
Yeah,
and then
I'll
get
go
that
today.
And then get her something.
For her,
not for the house or to make your meals for her birthday.
I'm not going to fight back this year. I'm just not. I'm going to lay down and just accept the roasting.
So if you knew that these were bad gifts, why not get something else?
Yeah, but I put them next to some balloons to make it look more festive than birthday. I mean, that's not all, you guys. That's not all.
Oh, there's more. Okay, maybe this is going to be good.
Okay, so yesterday, and I told Selena this, my wife's work calendar, she's so busy at work. She's always on calls. And she's like, oh my God, I actually have lunchtime free today. So that put me in a scramble because I was going to get her real birthday gift right after the show. You know, I like to save things for the last minute.
Yep,
and get her birthday, birthday gift on the actual day.
Okay.
So then I was like, oh no, now I've got to make lunch plans because this is rare. She has a lunch free and it's her birthday. Let's go out to a nice lunch. So I had to race out of here, didn't have time to get the gift, and didn't have time to get the flowers that I thought I was going to get, and I had to just go straight to the house because it was a very limited amount of time. And Selena, you roasted me yesterday. You're like, you can't show up empty-handed.
You can't.
Right. I said, I know, but I was about to buy the card, the flowers, and the gift, and I didn't have time. So I picked her up and took her to a nice lunch. We went to Don Giovanni's in Napa. She'd never been before, sat outside, had an amazing, nice lunch, had a cocktail, had some great, great food. One of our servers, JV Show listener, by the way, shout out to Jackie. She was awesome. Got to meet her yesterday. That was really, really cool. Anyway, so we went to this nice lunch and then it was right back to work for her. And then I did show up empty handed to the birthday lunch, which I felt so uncomfortable about. But then I dropped her off. And then that's when I went to Costco, you guys, to get a real birthday.
Is that where you got the pans and the spatula?
No, I'd ordered those on Amazon.
Okay. But,
oh my gosh.
You guys, then I got the real gift. A new vacuum cleaner.
Are you joking? I got her one of the Roomba ones.
I told you guys, I am laying down and letting you roast. I got her one of the, because we have a golden retriever and the hair is everywhere. And she's like, I can't deal with this. I said, I'll get you one of those Roomba things and it'll take care of the hair for us.
No.
So I got her that yesterday.
Why is that a gift for her? As if it's not your house too. And that's not your dog too. And you like.
Selena, wouldn't you be excited to get a robot vacuum cleaner?
A little bit, but not for my birthday. But not for my birthday.
No, Graham, listen, now I know that Kate, she's wonderful, so she must have been grateful for these gifts,
really
right?
She seemed really excited about that when I dropped that onto the coffee table completely unwrapped.
Every person, I think.
You didn't even wrap it. Oh.
The only wrapping paper I could find in the garage was Christmas wrapping paper.
Who cares?
No, I wasn't going Christmas themed. Plus wrapping stuff, you're just going to tear it off 2 seconds later.
God. No flowers.
No, I got flowers from Costco also.
After the fact.
They have a phenomenal floral
after
department there.
After you took her to lunch.
And now she's going to be doing some vacuuming and making some more pancakes for you.
Great.
If all goes according to plan.
Oh, my God.
I hope for your birthday she gets you nothing.
I would deserve it. Like I said, I lay myself at the mercy of the court this year. Roast me, that's fine.
Do you remember what we learned about Kate once Graham's birthday rolls around and she gets him the same type of gifts?
Yeah.
So it's like, it's the weirdest thing.
At Christmas, I got three pairs of socks and like a shovel or something. What was it? I mean, It's
wait. So now is she gonna get a few more gifts for Mother's Day? Maybe those will be the good ones.
The gift budget fully evaporated.
Oh my god!
You know those Roombas are kind of expensive. That was it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Normally at this time we would kick off our meeting in the ladies' room. We're gonna hang on for just a quick second. We got to go back to Graham's birthday gifts.
There's a lot of reaction on the talkbacks this morning. It was my wife's birthday yesterday, and yes, I got her a spatula, and yes, I got her a new frying pan, and yes, I got her a Roomba vacuum.
SMH.
And the ladies here are not happy about it. Like I said, lots of reaction coming through on the talkbacks, you guys.
I 1,000% agree with Graham's gifts. I would totally be happy. I think they're still very thoughtful and attention to detail. I would be very content with those gifts. Good job, Graham.
But they're Thank not you. Birthday
Thank
gifts.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
They're I'm not. Impressed when you hear me say that on a Monday evening and then you just buy it.
Yes.
You don't wait, you know, the couple months to my birthday and dress it up as a birthday gift for me. Like, no, this is just something that we needed as a family living in a home together.
Because it's for everyone. It's not just for her.
But that was the only things I had written down on my list. Otherwise, my list of birthday gift ideas would have been empty come birthday time. And then I would have gotten her a Best Buy gift card. And that would have been even worse.
It doesn't always have to be something that she asked for around the house. Maybe like a
get creative with
something
it.
To get her hair done. Like, yeah. You know.
A spa day?
Yes, massage.
I got her one of those before. She hasn't used it.
And that was a great gift. Okay, yeah. Never mind.
Good morning, Graham. This is Nancy. Of course you're going to get roasted for giving her a spatula. Come on. I might be in the kitchen and be like, wow, I really need a new nonstick pan. It doesn't mean I want my man to get one for my birthday. No, throw that in the Amazon cart right then and there, and I'll have it in 2 days. Oh, my gosh. Please do better for your anniversary. That's horrible. We don't want things that we need or that just broke. Those should just be things you just get naturally.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
I did get it from Amazon and not even 2 days, one day shipping. It was pretty nice. It was the next day. Thank you, Amazon. I said roast away. Look, I fully accept. This is not my, it was not my best gift giving moment.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Alana from Chico. You know, normally I would be on the side of roasting Graham for his gifts, although I would love to receive a cast iron pan because those things are expensive and they're durable and they're going to last a long time. Anyways, that is besides the point. I would normally roast Graham for his presents. However, he did just help her get a car, so I think this year I'm going to let it go. You should think about it, too.
Okay.
Anything there?
I forgot about the car.
Yeah,
you all was like 2 weeks ago.
Because well, that was a gift for something else, wasn't it?
No, it they wasn't just a needed gift. A car.
We needed a car, but that seemed like a pretty good. I mean, should that buy me some rollover goodwill?
No, I'm no, gonna say no. I'm gonna stand on what I've been saying that's something you guys needed.
I know that.
No. Yeah.
Is this last one a talkback that we're playing, Graham?
Let me play that. Okay. Let me play one from over here.
Graham, I hate you. I swear to God. What kind of gifts are those? For real, for real. Okay, ladies, can we like get an event going for Kate maybe and like do like a all ladies brunch or something like that and celebrate her or at least have her there so that she can sort of get pampered since Graham doesn't do it? Ugh. Anyway, have a good one. Bye.
He did take her out to a really nice lunch.
Yeah, I'll
give you that.
He
got the flowers. Honestly, I would be, I wouldn't even give you ish, Graham, if you just did the lunch and flowers. But then throwing in the spatula and the pan is like insulting. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you would have just left it at the nice lunch and flowers, like, I would have been like, oh my God, that was probably a really great day for her. Good for her.
But what if you're somebody that likes to cook and getting a new cast iron pan.
Then that's something that you should just get
really
anyway.
Gets you excited.
Yeah, it just seems, like for a birthday gift, it could have been, even if you don't have the budget to be splurging, you could get something nice that's just for her. Just for her. Not something that's going to benefit you too, because
the spatula is just for her.
All of the gifts you get, what?
Or the like the massage thing, for example. Why don't you give her a massage?
Why don't you cook for her?
I'll take those ideas into consideration.
Okay.
Like I said, I fully accept this year's punishment and the roasting. Fine.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to our meeting in the ladies' room, going back to Graham gifting his wife a spatula, a frying pan, and a Roomba for her birthday.
We need to hear from Kate how she feels on these gifts. That's the only way we're going to know.
Can we talk to her?
I sent her a message, and, you know, she's incredibly busy. She's a boss. And I have not yet heard back. Maybe she's still mad about the gift from yesterday, but I haven't gotten you a response yet.
Morning, JB Show. It's Tracy D from San Mateo. I think we need Kate to leave a talk back either today or tomorrow. What does she think of it? I know she's going to be honest and tell yay or nay. We want to hear from Kate.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do and see if we can get an honest reaction about the guests. Thank you to everybody that weighed in this morning, left us a talkback. Holy tidal wave of talkbacks. We got a lot. And Selena, Jess, I mean, I got to say, the overwhelming majority of them are on my side and say those gifts are phenomenal. I'm not making that up. I'm telling
you. That's fine. If you guys want to go to your husband or boyfriend and say you want a spatula for Christmas and for in your Easter basket and for your birthday, that's fine. I don't want that.
Me either.
Okay.
It was a nice one.
All right.
It wasn't the nicest one they had. It was like the third. It was probably like the third nicest, but it was pretty nice.
All right.
Where's my jewelry?
Okay, so there is a rumor going around that Benny Blanco has been getting close to an OnlyFans model.
You dog!
Jess, do you remember her name? I don't remember Teresa. That's what it is. So, and Teresa, this is the OnlyFans creator.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually good friends with Selena Gomez. Mm-hmm. Worked as her assistant for a while. They have a good friendship.
A little too close for comfort.
I think it was Benny's birthday recently, or one of their birthdays, and Teresa was there. Like, she's friends with everybody. Well, there's a video of some guy, and I guess what he does on TikTok is he goes around and he finds celebrities, and then he performs for them. He sings for them. Mm-hmm. So he did that, and he recorded running into Benny Blanco, and he's out to lunch with another woman that's not Selena Gomez, and people think it's Teresa. It looks like her. You only see her for a quick second, and her hair looks just like Teresa's.
Mm-hmm. Well, the OnlyFans creator. Well.
And then there's reports that Selena Gomez unfollowed her because she found out Benny subscribed to her OnlyFans.
Well,
so I wanted to ask, because as far as we know, they're still together. Selena just is distancing herself from Teresa. Maybe she just, you know, put her foot down like, we're not doing this. Would your man subscribing to someone's OnlyFans be a deal breaker?
Yes. For me, I think it would be.
You would break up with him and the relationship.
Oh, hold on.
I think it's two different. It depends on who. I think it's yes and no. Yes, if it's someone you guys both know.
Right.
You can't subscribe to that person's OnlyFans.
That's a deal breaker. Yeah,
that's a deal breaker in my mind. If they find out they were subscribing to some random, you know, OnlyFans creator, like, that's a different, I judge those two things differently.
Okay.
Don't you, Selena?
Yes. That I would not consider a deal breaker, but it's not really something I would go for.
It would be a deal breaker, like, in this case, because Benny Blanco has access to her in person.
I know.
Like, what do you mean you're having lunch with her? And you were just watching her content.
And why am I finding your hairs all over her apartment?
Ew,
like, just hair everywhere. I feel like he sheds a lot.
Long, curly ones.
Yeah, I feel like.
You don't know from what body part. He's entirely covered in hair.
It's all the same hair everywhere. And I that's a major red flag.
Wait, so what do we think is happening here? Like,
well,
is there trouble?
None of this has been confirmed.
Right.
This is just
alleged.
What's being said.
Okay, so do you think it's true? Because all we've seen about this couple is lovey, whoopee, smoopy, whoopee. Oh, you're the greatest. You know, they're the greatest couple ever. Move over MGK and Megan Fox. These are the real twin flame soulmates. That's all we've been presented over the past several months. So do you think that this is within Benny Blanco's nature to be out there subscribing to OnlyFans?
Maybe.
Probably.
I feel like we don't
know. He's a man, after all.
And we don't know that much about him. Because we're a little grossed out by him when he was doing all those videos with, like, eating really gross food.
Oh, I thought you meant just in general.
And then,
I was a lot grossed out by that.
Yeah. But then I feel like they did something, like, PR related, and all of a sudden everything switched and we're like, oh my God, he's such a great guy. Look at how he talks about Selena. Like, all of this, right? So now his image is a lot better, but we don't know how he truly, truly is, I feel.
That's a good point. We don't.
Also, I heard someone say this on TikTok, and I went back and saw some interviews, and I kind of agree with this point that every time they were asked as a couple about their upcoming wedding or anything related to the relationship, Benny was always like gushing about it, and Selena was always kind of like, oh, we're really busy right now. We're not really like thinking about that. Like,
so she gave like a really boring answer?
Yeah, like always kind of kept like pushing that question to the side, like never wanted to talk about their wedding, or it was always him kind of gushing about it. So I'm like, wait, was she maybe not so into him as he was with
she's
her?
She's tough to read. But, you can't tell if she's excited, angry, upset. It's all the same.
For once, I'm siding with Graham on
all,
this one.
All the same. It's all the same level of monotone.
Yeah, that is her excited
face. That was her gushing about it, Jess.
Oh!
She just says it in a monotone manner. That's just what she does.
Back to the OnlyFans thing, because Jess and I were both like, no, we're not going for that in our relationships. Mm-hmm. But we're not going to throw the entire relationship away, right. Obviously. What if you meet a guy and you guys are just beginning stages of dating and you find out he's subscribing to OnlyFans?
If it's the beginning stages of dating, I'm not pursuing that relationship.
I was going to say, I'm really? Instantly turned
yeah,
off.
No.
That's a total deal breaker
for
right
me,
there?
Initially, yes. Because if I haven't developed feelings that hard for you yet, I'm dropping you at that point.
But what's the difference? I guess my question is, what's the difference between that and looking at other adult content
online? Look at
online?
It for free. Why are you giving her your money?
Yeah, it's that. And it just...
Maybe you're a fan of a particular
person.
It just
makes me look at you like you're just a little more thirsty than the average.
Agreed.
But a total flat-out deal breaker?
If
I'm kind of shocked by that.
Early stages, like if we, like couple dates, yep.
I don't know why it seems different. Like we, like sure, all guys look at that type of content,
uh-huh.
You know, but it's different just Googling whatever you're into and then, you know, watching that, then like subscribing to a certain person,
right.
and you're paying for every video and
you're most
maybe
likely
chatting with her, mm-hmm. maybe getting personalized.
Yeah, see, but no,
content.
Now you're, that's conjecture. You don't know if any of that stuff's happened. What if he pays $4.99 or something? What if it's like it's a couple bucks a month and it's, I'm not out here trying to defend dudes with OnlyFans subscriptions. I don't have one, so I don't really care. But I just think that these two things are so, so similar, and one is just costs a little bit of money and the other doesn't, but they're both the guy that you're talking
but
to
is, also like,
is engaging in that.
One is also like you're into a specific person.
Exactly.
Where the other side, you're just like, you'll watch anything.
Right. Like, how did you find this
no,
person?
On the free site, you could be totally following
I don't
a specific
know how
person.
Those work. I didn't know that was a thing.
That's a thing.
I feel like a lot of OnlyFans creators get their subscribers from social media. So more than likely, I already assume that this person has been following the OnlyFans creator on social media.
Yep.
Like, there's something that specifically that attracts them to this person that just throws out a red flag for me.
Yeah. I just wouldn't be interested in pursuing that person.
Especially if that person does not look like me.
See, I'm with you on the fact that if it's somebody you know, like in this case, again, we don't know if this is true, if Benny Blanco's
yeah, we don't know.
Subscribing to their former assistants, OnlyFans
yep.
or whatever, that deal breaker. Because like that is way, that's, you're crossing a line there. But to some random person, I don't care.
Really?
You wouldn't care if your wife was subscribing to some dude's OnlyFans?
It would make me feel some type of way, but I'm not ending the relationship over it.
Right.
But if she was
so
following one of our friends on OnlyFans that we both knew,
oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry,
so
that's a deal breaker.
In agreeance here.
Yeah.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, you guys, we have another Kanye rant. Maybe you've seen these headlines online. He was on a live stream going off about what else not seeing his kids.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So he was on this live and it's a little hard to hear him. It's a little muffled because he's wearing this mask. And so you know how that is when he's like, but try to listen carefully. And he's like blaming other celebrities.
Kids are just sitting in that school and y'all is just trying to jump up and down from McDonald's. None of these celebrities give a about anything but they next cheeseburger. I'm gonna go get these kids, man. All these. I'm gonna go get these kids, bro. I'm talking to the lawyers. It get to the point so I don't lose my mind. I'm like, I have to get used to that seeing my kids. Like, can it be okay?
I get he's frustrated. Here's what I don't understand. What does Kanye expect other celebrities to do?
Exactly.
He's going off on other celebrities for not helping him with his custody situation. What do you expect other people to do when it comes to your kids and your ex-wife?
But also, what do you expect a judge or anybody that has decision-making rights over the custody of your children? What do you expect them to do given all your recent behavior?
Thank you.
They have to take into account all the things that you do and say and decide if this is a place that children should be brought into, right?
You're making it worse for yourself.
Actively supporting being a Nazi.
Right.
Like, what?
So it's your behavior. This is how you got into this mess in the first place. I also want to talk about Hailey Bieber and Selena Gomez. Fans think that Hailey completely copied one of Selena Gomez's speeches, which if you don't know the history, Hailey has long been called a fan of Justin and Selena's. Like when they were together, she was following like couple accounts and she was like stalking them. And you can go look up TikToks. Like there were other instances of Hailey copying outfits or things that she did. This goes way, way back years. Well, recently Hailey was at the Daily Front Row's 9th annual fashion awards. She was there to accept the award for best innovator for her, cosmetics company Rode Beauty. And there's a line, a couple lines that people think she just completely ripped off of Selena Gomez. Selena's quote is from 2021, where she did an interview about her own beauty brand, Rare Beauty. So first, let me tell you what Selena said, because I don't have audio from that. But she said, "I didn't want to launch a makeup line for the sake to launch a brand. What interests me is cultivating beauty from the inside. The idea was to tell those who would buy Rare Beauty products, you are beautiful." And then here's what Hailey said when she accepted her award.
"When I started Rode, I didn't want to start a brand for the sake of starting a brand. I really wanted to create an entire world. And something that I say often is welcome to the world of Rode, because to me, Rode isn't just products. It's a feeling. It's a lifestyle.
So it's that whole, I didn't want to launch a makeup line for the sake of launching a makeup line. I don't think it's direct plagiarism, but it's very similar.
Yes, it is.
But I don't think we can say that she stole her speech from Selena.
No, I think people are reaching.
I think so, too, with this one. And I wanted it to be true so bad, but a few words.
Yeah.
I mean, that one line, very similar, but...
And there probably have been numerous founders of companies that have given a speech saying pretty similar stuff.
She probably got that from ChatGPT, so it's
I wouldn't be surprised.
Who are you placing your blame on here? Graham, what do you have?
All right, let's hit the picket lines, you guys, because a lot of people in the Bay Area are going on strike today. Today is May 1st. It is May Day. It's International Workers' Day. And a lot of people, there are going to be protests throughout the country and as well as some strikes here in the Bay Area. People are out fighting for their rights and better wages. Healthcare research and tech workers at the UC system, University of California, holding some of the largest demonstrations as a statewide one-day strike happens today. They're going to be on the picket lines from, it said 8 a.m., so they're probably already out this morning till around 2 p.m. Organizers say around 20,000 UC workers all expected to take part in this strike. Again, this is statewide. We also talked earlier this week, and one of our listeners let us know that the Fremont teachers were going to be going on strike today. There is a bit of good news. Last night, Fremont Unified School District announced that a tentative labor agreement has been reached with the teachers, so the potential strike has been averted. So hopefully the teachers there are getting a new deal.
I hope so.
Something that they are satisfied with, because they are not going on strike today like they had been planning. But if you see people out today protesting and or on strike, that is what's going on. Today is May Day. And again, a lot of people hitting the picket lines today.
Right. All right. Thank you for that update, Graham. Coming up next here on the JV Show. Wait, Graham.
I got one little teensy tiny shout out to throw in here before we move on. I got a DM. It says, "Hey, Graham, mama sliding into your DMs. Could you wish my son a happy first birthday today? We listen to you guys every day on our commute to work from San Leandro to San Jose. Thank you so much." And she says, "Andresito, we love you, papi chulo, from mommy and papi." So happy birthday to Andresito.
Who gives a fuck?
That's a great point.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. It is a throwback Thursday. Graham, would you be mad if Usher fed your wife cherries?
Slightly.
Really? It would bother you?
He does it. It's not just like, it's the way that he does it.
It's so sensual.
It's very sensual.
Right, but it's Usher. It's not like he's going to steal your wife and like really like run off with her.
I don't want him giving her the...
That was alleged. What? That was alleged. We don't know. That was a long time ago.
Seems pretty believable.
All right, it's the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Got your chance to win $1,000 on standby. You know, crazy cash happens every hour here on Wild.
Hi, I want to wish my daughter, Sophia Morales, a happy 11th birthday from Sassoon, California. We love you.
Happy birthday, Sophia. What's up?
Who gives a fart?
That's a great point. Graham, we got to talk about your appearance coming up.
Yeah, I do want to mention this again. I would love, love, love to meet you guys on Monday, Cinco de Mayo, from 1 to 3. I'm going to be in Daly City. They're opening up a brand new Patelco Credit Union there. I'm going to be out there. Chidi's going to be out there with me as well. If you want to come say hi to Chidi, maybe bring her a little gift. Nothing with lactose in it. She's lactose intolerant. She can't handle that. But 362 Gellert Boulevard, again, in Daly City, this coming Monday, 1 to 3. Come say hi. You don't need to be a Patelco member or anything. I mean, you could become one that day. That'd be a great day. But if you want to just come stop by, say hi. I'll probably bring some chug mugs as well. Maybe you could hit your boy with a little margarita and
bring
one of them.
Bring the chug wheel.
I'll bring the chug wheel. You don't know.
And everything on it is margaritas because it's Cinco de Mayo.
Yes.
How about that?
I'm here for that.
That would be fun. All right, nice. So make sure to go out there and join Grammy.
All right, can we talk about some habits that have changed lately? You know, we've talked about how everything is so expensive nowadays. It's really starting to affect the way that people shop for their groceries. So a lot of people have either started not impulse buying. So, you know, you go to the grocery store, you're a little hungry and everything sounds delicious. So you just stock up your cart with everything.
It's so hard to not do that.
Right.
To hunger
buy. You have to go when you're full and then you don't want to buy anything.
But even when I go full, I'm like, I know I'm going to want these later. And then you still get it.
My problem is I do my Costco trip on the way home from work usually.
I'm the most hungry ever.
And I buy all kinds of ridiculous stuff that's in the freezer just waiting for me to eat.
Like nobody needs 3 1-pound bags of beef jerky. Like,
no.
Come on. But you buy it anyway.
I do in that moment. And then I crack into it the second I hit the car. I'm like, I just can't wait to get to the car and start eating all this stuff.
See, my thing is it's not even just when I'm hungry that I impulse buy. It's when I'm happy, I impulse buy. And then because I'm already in a happy mood, so I'm like, yay, snacks. And then when I'm sad, I impulse buy because
you want snacks to make me feel better.
Not so, to wallow in the sadness with some snacks.
Yes. Well, 88% of Americans have now changed the way that they shop because they're trying to save some money. Some have switched over to generic brands. Have you guys done this?
I've always done that. I mean, it doesn't save you a ton of money. It's like maybe a dollar cheaper.
But I've always when you do that, again and again and again on all your things, it does add up over time.
True.
Yeah, I'm not very brand loyal in that regard.
Yeah.
And I think there is something to like checking the ingredients on certain things, because sometimes I do watch videos on how if you buy this store, you know, the store brand of CVS, it literally has the same ingredients as like
it's all the same.
Yeah.
It's just the brand name.
And I'm like, wow.
Some of the stuff's made in the same factory or whatever. It's the same exact stuff. Shout out to Kirkland.
Now,
Costco.
Obviously you both have kids, not together, but separate families. I love that we have to emphasize that. But is there something to like taking your kids with you when you go grocery shopping that just you spend way more? Like, do you leave them at home to purposely save money sometimes? Or how does that work? Because I can't imagine shopping with kids and them just wanting everything.
It's the worst. They want everything.
I don't bring them just because they're a nightmare in the store. Yeah. They're going to be running around screaming and knocking stuff over. That's why I don't bring them. But they do ask you for a million things and you do eventually cave. Fine. Get the bag of gummy worms if that'll get you to shut up.
But then you know that you're going to eat some too. So it's kind of a win-win.
Yeah.
But you have an excuse to like buy the snacks.
Yeah, okay. the parent tax is real. Yes, I do want that bag of gummy frogs now that you've mentioned it. Yeah. I would like some of those.
And then you hope that they forget about it and then it's just all yours. Mm-hmm. Since you already bought
it. Hide them from them. Okay. All right. Well, a lot of people are adjusting their shopping habits because everything is too expensive nowadays.
At least the price of eggs is down 87%, you guys, according to our Supreme Leader.
Shut your mouth.
It's not. Definitely not.
Yeah, this whole week I've been like, you know what? Maybe I don't have to go to the grocery store today. I think I have some leftover this, or I can make, like, I'm becoming.
It's been making me, like, stretch what I have at home.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Which I guess I like it, but I also want snacks. But
I love leftovers, so I'm not mad at it
really?
At all. I just go to the fridge hoping for leftovers. I just love leftovers.
Must be nice when someone else cooks it for you.
Hey, sometimes I cook the things. Okay, I've been cooking. You must be proud. I've been doing a lot more cooking now that I'm not building a house every afternoon.
Yay. Ah. Good.
I still strive to do more.
Is that any good for you?
Yeah, I'm out there barbecuing and stuff. I'm pulling my, not total weight, but I am pulling more of my weight, and I'm going to increase the workload.
Okay.
And well, I've made some of my own dinners all by myself, too.
Wow, so Graham.
I'm trying, you guys.
Super husband over here.
Wow. I don't know about that. I'm just building houses. No big deal.
Cooking meals.
You know, cooking meals.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.